Good. Hallelujah. Well, happy Sunday morning to you. Feliz Domingo por la mañana. Pastor Jose Patricia, we want to welcome you to New Beginnings Church at a Big Bend, a church you can call home, where we honor God, we love families, we serve others, and we pursue excellence. And we have a passion for God and a passion for souls. Amen. So praise God. Bienvenidos a la Iglesia del Nuevo Comienzo. We want to welcome all our NBC families, all our visitors, and all of you that are joining us by audio and video. All we ask you to do is prepare yourselves to receive. Amen. God has something for you. Bienvenidos a todos los que nos escuchan por audio y video. Prepárense a recibir lo que el Señor tenga para usted. Amen. And we're going to be talking about this. And you've heard it before, but we'll say it again. He created us to praise and worship Him. Amen. You don't hear those words too often, but we are here to praise and worship Him. Amen. So we're going to be talking about that. And before we get going, grab your sword, soldier of God, and let's make this declaration together. Amen. This is my Bible. I am what it says I am. I have what it says I have. I can do what it says I can do. Today, I'll be taught the Word of God. I boldly confess. My mind is alert. My spirit is receptive, and I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I got a couple of nuggets I want to read at you. And let me see. Goes like this, as David didn't need to know Goliath's strength because he already knew God's strength. And when you have a relationship with Him, you know Him. And you know that you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. He says, nothing you're facing today is stronger than your God. Amen. And you know what? You're going to be bombarded by the negative world all the time. You're going to hear it. You're going to see it. All these things coming against you. But you know what? If it don't line up with the Word of God, don't receive it. Because I'm based on what the Word of God says, not what the world is saying. Amen. So don't be fooled. The enemy comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And he uses words as well. Amen. And I love this one. It says, a scripture right, God pleaser. Be more concerned with what God thinks about you than what people think about you. Amen. We got to get that right. Got to get our priorities right. Seek ye first Him. Okay, not people. Be God pleaser, not people pleaser. Says God never told you to impress people, only to love them. Don't confuse a command to love with a disease to please. Amen. Bo. Praise God. I got one more, and then we'll get into our lesson. And I don't know why this keep coming up, but because the enemy uses this all the time. Listen to this. Release the past. One of the main keys of overcoming disappointments, regrets in life is learning to let go of the past. What is the enemy going to use? What is people going to use against you all the time? Your past. You know, well, I'm a child of God and I'm pressing on with things of God. Well, guess what? The enemy is going to use people to come and let you know, I knew you way back then, and they're going to bring 20, 30, 40 years back. You know what? Jesus dropped the charges. So I don't have to go there no more. I'm a new creature in Christ. The old is gone, the new is in. Okay, so you have to know that so you can let it go. Amen. Just let it go off. It says you let go of the past by choosing to forgive those who have hurt you or wronged you by believing that God will restore to you anything that was taken. It says when you receive God's forgiveness in your own life, you are released from the pressures to make up for past mistakes or failures. You begin to experience the bright future God has in store for you. Don't let the regrets of yesterday destroy the hopes of tomorrow. No matter what has happened in the past, God is a God of restoration, and He will restore what the enemy has stolen from you. Accept God's mercy and forgiveness today and look forward to the great plans He has for your future. Remember, you can do all things through Christ. Get full of the Word. You know, when you get full of the Word, you ain't got room for the negative stuff. It's just going to go. That's not for me. Let it go. And Philippians 4:13 and 14 says, brothers and sisters, I know I still have a long ways to go, but there's one thing I do. I forget what's in the past and try as hard as I can to reach the goal before me. I keep running towards the finish line to get the prize that is mine because God has called me through Christ Jesus to live up there in heaven. So this is not our home. We're just passing through. And you know what? We're on a mission. We're going to fulfill whatever mission God has us to do. But we're just passing through because heaven is our home. Amen. So, be strong in Him. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. So, anyway, we're going to be talking about created to praise and worship Him. We need to hear these words more often on a daily basis, you know. Praise and worship Him. Amen. Created to praise and worship Him. Keep going, Carmen. These are good. And see, what's praise? Praise is power released as I submit every day. Every day. Not as often as you can, but every day. And worship is worship our risen Savior. Him I'll praise. Amen. Nobody died for you except Him. He went to the cross, you know. And when He was at the cross, before He gave Himself back to the Father, He says, you know, Father, you know what they've done to your Son. He says, but you know what? He says, forgive them. He has forgiveness. Amen. So, hallelujah. If you never ask forgiveness, now's the time. Amen. Keep going. These are good. Says praises. Listen, if you don't know the difference, this is the difference right here. Praise is honoring God for what He has done. That's a praise. Worship is honoring God for who He is. Amen. And there ain't no other God out there that done what God has done for us. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep going, Carmen. Gratitude. God loves gratitude. Gratitude is this, being grateful and thankful. Amen. And this is every day, not just once in a while or when you feel like it, you know, but being grateful and thankful. Amen. And next, man, these are good nuggets for you. You can write these down or take pictures of it. It says, when you enter into His presence with praise, when you get into His presence with praise, you know, He says He answers your circumstances, whatever your problem is, with power. Man, it's coming down. It ain't going to stay up. It's coming down. Remember the walls of Jericho? He put the priest up front, and he had a march around it. But then at the end, He says, you know, blow the trumpets and shout. And we're going to be talking about praise and worship, and shouting is good. Amen. They shouted, and guess what? Them walls came down flat. And they walked in and destroyed what God told them to do, except for Rahab and her family. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. One more here. Praise is, listen, praise is a weapon against Satan. And the Bible tells us Satan is your only enemy. Brothers and sisters, those sitting next to you, those around you, those are not your enemies. They may not know God, but you prepare yourself before you go out into the world. Because the enemy is going to send people to come against you. Amen. So you got to prepare yourself. You fight that spiritual battle. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And He uses people as well. Unsaved people. Amen. So, let me see. Is there another one? Okay, leave it right there. Woo, hallelujah. So, it says John 4:23 says, but the time is coming when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. In fact, that time is now here. And these are the kinds of people the Father wants to be His worshipers. He's chosen us. And you know what He wants us to do? He wants us to worship Him. New King James says the hour is coming and now is when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. You know, He didn't call us to be silent. Amen. He didn't call us to be silent. He wants us to worship Him. Keep going. Ooh. I missed one. Isaiah 43:21 says, there you go. Isaiah 43:21 in an easy to read version says, I made them and they will sing songs of praise to me. I made them. He created us, okay? And He wants us to sing unto Him. So don't be silent. Don't say, I can't. I don't have a voice. It's okay. You know, when you sing to Him, it's a sweet sound to Him. Amen? He wants you to sing it to Him.
Isaiah 43:21.
GNT. They are the people I made for myself. Thank you, Lord. I told Pastor, if you ever needed a minute, that I'd come up and visit and talk to y'all. And it's really cool because God has done a lot of stuff with me. And just today,
yes.
I mean, it's so loud. I walked in, and Carla kind of hates me bringing personal life, but that's how I like to share. With y'all, I think y'all can connect. But anyway, we had a rough day coming in. I like to spend my day listening to something, either Andrew Womack or something, when I'm driving in.
Mm-hmm.
And she talked to her dad, and then we had to go to the post office, and I'm just really irritated. And finally, it just came out. Why are you so upset? And I'm like, well, I don't know. And so I walked in to church, and we're both coming. And all of a sudden, it hit me. I was like, Pastor's going to need me today. I mean, just like that. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then it dawned on me. I was like, well, that's why I was so upset. God was trying to tell me something earlier, but I didn't have the time to listen. And so I'm like, okay, what do I talk about, Lord? And it was kind of like praise and worship. And then when you said praise and worship today, I'm like, whoa. that's pretty neat. And, you know, yeah. And so, you know, the whole time I'm like, Carla, give me the keys. I'm going to go do some research. And you know, I was like, John 15, it talks about being connected to the vine.
Yeah.
Amen.
And, you know, every day I like to have my alone time.
Oh, yeah.
And being connected.
Amen.
And it's very important, and it's a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
Amen.
To be connected. Yeah. And if you're not being connected, then you're missing out.
Amen. Yeah. Praise God. All right. Thank you. I love you, brother.
Love you too.
Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay. Isaiah, the people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Keep going. Go to the next one. Okay. Yeah. And this is another one. 150 says, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord in His sanctuary. Praise Him in His mighty firmament. Praise Him for His mighty acts. Praise acts. Praise Him according to His excellent greatness. It says, praise Him with the sound of the trumpet. Praise Him with the flute and a harp. Praise Him with the tremble and the dance. Praise Him with the string instrument and flute. It says, praise Him with loud cymbals. Praise Him with clashing cymbals. It says, let everything that had breath praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, man, this is good. We are to praise Him. Amen. Don't hold back. Amen. You praise Him. Amen. And you see all the praises it says. Praise Him. Praise Him. So don't be shy. Don't hold back. You know, praise the Lord. Keep going. The next one says, Psalms 100 says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Amen. Amen. It says, serve the Lord with what? Gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. We are His people and the sheep of His pasture. It says, into His gates with thanksgiving and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him and bless His name. For the Lord is good, His mercy is everlasting, and His truth endureth to all generations. Amen. So, verse 4 says, enter His gates with thanksgiving, and into His courts with praise. Be thankful unto Him, and bless His name. Amen. So don't hold back. You know, He's not holding us back. We hold back. We need to press on. Amen. Keep on. These are good. Two more. It says, and we're talking about created to praise and worship Him. Psalms 145 and 18 says, the Lord is near all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him in truth. And 145 in the Amplified says, the Lord is near to all who call upon Him, to all who call upon Him sincerely and in truth. Amen. So call upon Him. Don't hold back. Keep going. These are good. Jeremiah 29:13 says, you will look for me and find me, and you will look for me with all your heart. Man, don't hold back. The New King James says, and you will seek me and find me when you search for me with all your heart. So don't pretend you seek Him. Amen. So praise God. So praise and worshipers, untaught and taught. You have spectators untaught. Okay, they don't take part. They don't join. They onlookers, watchers. They look on, the fly on the wall, view, observers, eyewitness, bystand, non-participant, and sightseers. You know, they don't know because they never heard what the Word of God says. So they're just going to sit and do nothing. But if you know, if you're a participator, you've been taught, you take part, you enjoy, you engage, you join, you start, you partake, you cooperate, help, assist, go in and pitch in. Get involved. You know, don't know him and don't be afraid of him. Don't be shy. Just, you know, hey, I just want to do my best for you, Lord. I just want to worship you. I just want to praise you. Amen. And you can be a participator. Amen. Keep going. These are good. And it says physical posture used to expressions of worship. Lifting up your hands. We're talking about praise and worship. And it's okay, you know. You see people, if you don't know any better, you're going to laugh or you're going to say, wow, what are they doing? Lifting up your hands. It says, Psalms 141:2, New King James says, let my prayers set before you as incense. Says the lifting of my hands as the evening sacrifice. So it's okay to raise your hands. And you know what? I'm not concerned about who's watching. Amen. I'm not concerned about who's watching. I am one-on-one with him, and I want to worship him. I want to praise him. Amen. I'm not concerned about the others that are just here. You say, hurry up, you know, because the Cowboys start at 12, you know. Let's be in a hurry, you know, because we got lunch. We got fellowship today. No. Just honor him. Praise and worship him. Number two, and this is not all, there's more, but it says clapping your hands. You know, it's okay to clap, you know. You go to a meeting, you go somewhere, you know, there's always a clap of hands. But when you're praising and worshiping, it's okay to clap your hands. Psalms 47:1, New King James says, oh, clap your hands, all you peoples. Shout to God with a voice of triumph. Amen. I say, praise God, you know. Thank you, Lord. So it's okay. Bowing down. And kneeling are the same scriptures here, but it says, bowing down, Psalms 95:6, New King James says, oh, come and let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. And kneeling, the same thing. It's okay to kneel. Sometimes you see people laying down. Sometimes you see people raising their hands. Sometimes you see them bowing down or clapping. It's okay, you know. This is what the Word of God says. And number five is dancing. Psalms 149:3, New King James says, let us then praise his name with the dance. Let him sing praises to him with the tremble and the harp. So it's okay to dance, you know. We didn't come in here just to sit and pass time and play church. We want to partake. We want to get involved. Be involved. Amen. You do your part. You know what? And I'm not concerned about the time. I'm not concerned about who's watching. I'm just concerned about me pleasing him. Amen. And saying, thank you. Amen. Praise God. Don't be ashamed. He says, if you're ashamed of me, I'll be ashamed of you. Yes. Amen. So, hallelujah. Listen, the Bible tells us that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. And we should glorify God with our bodies. Use these biblical examples to express your joy and your reverence towards him. And 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, New King James says, or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own. You have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which is God. Amen. He says, I'm going. He says, he told his disciples, he was taken up. But he said, I'm going. He said, but I'm leaving the Holy Spirit with you. And the Word of God tells us, our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. He's with you. He goes with you. Wherever he says, I never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there. Amen. So we need to know this. We just can't hide from him. He knows all about you. He knows your worst and loves you the most. Amen. Amplify says, do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit, who is within you, whom you have received as a gift from God? He says, I'm going, but I'm leaving the Holy Ghost. Remember, Father, Son, Holy Spirit. And from God, and that you are not your own property. 20 says, you were bought with a price. Jesus gave his life. He bought us back. Amen. It says, you were actually purchased with the precious blood of Jesus and made his own. So honor and glorify God with your body. Amen. So we got to get the word, and we got to get in the word, and stay on the word and stay on the winning side. Amen. We can't get away from it. So some miss, some pass up, and some stay away or disrespect the parts of the service. Some choose different denominations where they can go and do their own thing so they won't be offended or challenged. Amen. So let's not do that. Let's not run from God. He didn't run from us. He went and he allowed himself to be sacrificed for us and won us back if we receive him as our Lord and Savior. But some just want to pass it up and say, no, that's not for me. I don't want to do that. I don't do that. You know, we can't play church. We can't be pretenders. We gotta be participators, and we gonna need to be involved. It says praise and worship is not just a warm up for church service. I have people tell me, they say, I don't walk in, you know, when they're singing, when they're doing praise and worship, you know, I just walk in, I want to hear the word. Well, you know what? We could start off in praise and worship and go the whole service on praise and worship. It's blessing him. We're here to please him. We're here to bless him. So if we go over praise and worship, you know what? God had his way. So we're going to let the Holy Ghost have his way. He is welcome here to have his way, you know. And if we're going to praise and worship, so be it. You just got to come with an attitude of receiving, with an attitude of yielding yourself so God can bless you. Amen. Ooh, praise God. It says, welcome the Lord to join us. You know, I don't know about you, but when I come, I pray and I always ask, Lord, have your way. You are welcome in this place. But I also say this, Satan, you're not welcome. We dismiss you. We take authority over you. We cancel all your assignments to go in Jesus' name. Holy Ghost, have your way. Bless your people. Amen. We all have different needs. We're all at different levels. And we're growing and we're maturing. But he's going to minister at your level. Amen. Not at so-and-so's levels, you know. No, at each individual level. Amen. Invite the Holy Spirit to stay the whole service. Not just part of the service. Amen. You know, I'm thinking about some of these folks that go to ball games, you know, the football games. They go and they have their parties, tailgate parties, you know. And then they go in the game and they have the whole game. And they stay the whole time, whether it's hot or cold, don't matter. They stay the whole game. They don't miss a thing. And they don't rush it, okay? Well, they come to church and immediately they start doing this, you know. or this. Work daily also. Invite the Holy Spirit to join us daily on a daily basis. It's that we live each and every day. It's a, you know, you line up with him and you serve him on a daily basis. He comes to stay when invited. He will not violate your will, okay? You need to invite him in. He says, well, next, Revelation 3:20 says, behold, I stand at the door and do what? Knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. He wants to come in. For God so loved the world, he sacrificed his only son. His son gave his life, you know, because he wants to love us and he wants to have fellowship with us. But he's knocking, and we got to let him in. Or, you know, we got fancy phones. We got all kinds of stuff, you know. And say, oh, it's him again. Anyway, we keep the door closed. No, we got to open it up. He will come daily, service time, all the time, and he knocks and he wants to visit. Do we open? Will we welcome him? Or do we reject him and ignore him? Amen. He knows. Okay. If we open and make ourselves available, he will come in. If we reject him, he can't we can't complain about him never visiting with us. He's always wanting to visit with us, but we never let him in. We got to open that door and let him in. Amen. You're the one that's keeping him out. He only comes in when we open the door and invite him in. He won't violate your will again. But his door is always open for us. You know, the prodigal son took what the father had for him and he ran and he went and served the world. But you know, when he was dying out, he says, oh man, I could do better at Father's house. And so many people, some of you watching, listening, you've run from God all this time. You know, it's time to come home. It's time to say, I repent. I've sinned against you. You know, come in my life, be my Lord and Savior. Or maybe you've need to rededicate your life. You know, you've sinned and you need to confess it and get back right with God and press on with the things of God. You know, well, Jesus paid it all at the cross. He came in to fulfill what God sent him to do. Amen. He didn't have to leave a perfect heaven. But Father says, I got a mission for you. And Jesus says, I'll take it, you know. He volunteered and he came down. And he lived among all these ugly people that you, we around some of these people too. But he prayed. We got to pray too. Amen. Because, you know, you're a spirit, you have a soul, and you have a flesh. In your spirit, you got to feed the Word of God. Your soul, you got to renew on a daily basis. I mean, not daily basis, but as often as needed. Renew it with the Word of God. And your flesh, you just got to crucify. Because flesh wants to kill. Flesh wants to lay hands. I say, Lord, let me lay hands on them and you can heal them afterwards. No. Hebrews 4:6 says this. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. We can go boldly to the throne of grace as children of God. You know, he's our heavenly Father. The Bible says Jesus ascended into heaven, seated at the right hand of God, a place of authority, and is interceding for us, praying for us. But we can go to the throne of grace. Amen. And the New King James says, let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Amen. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He's always there and you can always go to him. Amen. Isaiah 61:3 says, we sang this too. Thank you, praise team. But put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. You know, that heaviness is going to come and the negative stuff is going to come and it's going to jump on you if you let it. But you don't have to. He says, cast it on him. Give it to him. Amen. Don't let it jump on you. Say, well, my Jesus paid for all this, so I don't have to put up with it. I'll just cast it on you. You know what? He's got better things for you. And he's got a mission for you. And you can fulfill this mission as you submit yourself to him. Amen. Woo, hallelujah. Isaiah 61:3 says, to counsel those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes and the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called trees of righteousness, that planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Amen. Ooh, praise God. So put on the garment of praise and don't be ashamed to praise and worship him. Amen. Keep going, Carmen. Psalms 34:1 says, easy to read verse, says, I will praise the Lord when? At all times. At all times. He says, I will never stop singing his praises. And the New King James says, I will praise the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. You know what? We got to train. We got to stay full of the word. So we don't go around confessing the wrong negative things. Confess the word. And not only that, have a praise in your mouth all the time for him. Amen. Hallelujah. Keep going. Hallelujah. We're not going to finish this. We're going to pick it up next week. But Psalm 63:3-4 says, because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus I will bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands in your name. You know? Praise God, praise God, praise God. Psalms 95:6 says, come, let us worship and bow down and kneel before the Lord our makers. And 2 Samuel 6:14 says, and David danced before the Lord with great enthusiasm. all his might. And David was wearing a linen ephod, a priest undergarments. Amen. But he, you know, you see on TV people dancing with no clothes on and stuff. But David, you know, he danced before the Lord. He had some clothes on, but he was a priest undergarments. Amen. But he wasn't shy. Some people that saw him were shy, but not him. He was dancing to his God. Amen. The Amplified says, and David dancing before the Lord with great enthusiasm. Yes. And David was wearing his linen ephod, a priest's undergarment. Amen. So praise God. Thank you, Lord. The Bible tells in Nehemiah 8:10 says, the joy of the Lord is your strength. Praise him with all your strength, with all your might. You know, don't hold back. He didn't hold back on us. You know, he came from heaven and he went to the cross. Amen. And people welcome him into Jerusalem 1 week, and the next week they're crucifying him. But they crucify him. He gave us life, but he forgave us. So let's remember that. And basically Nehemiah 8:10 says, for the joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. So give your smile, give your frown a break. Put a smile on. You know, it attracts people more than your smiles. And New King James says the same thing. Says, joy of the Lord is your strength. So let the joy of the Lord come over you. Amen. Praise God. Keep going. These are good. And one thing for sure, Romans 10:9-10 says, he saves us and gives us eternal life. And you can go to Romans 10:9-10 and says this, New King James, that's me, you can put your name there. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. I don't care what the world says. I don't care what else you heard. If it's from the Word of God, this is from the Word of God. It says, if you confess him as your Lord and Savior, you will be saved. For he who comes for with the heart, one believes unto righteousness, and with his mouth confession is made unto salvation. Amen. So, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're going to stop it there. And just to let you know, church, we're to open our mouth and do what God has created us to do. To praise and worship him and make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And in closing, I just wanted to say this. And I read it to you a few minutes ago, but it goes like this. Psalms 100, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with sadness. So you're paying attention. It's gooder. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. It's okay to sing. Don't be embarrassed by who's around you. I'm doing it under him. I'm blessing him. So if you don't like it, that's because you're not in the spirit. You're in the flesh. Get in the spirit. If you're in the spirit, you wouldn't be concerned. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. It says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and let his courts and enter his court. Excuse me. And into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. And his truth endureth to all generations. Amen. So, praise God. So, do you receive, church? Hallelujah. Well, praise God. Listen, some of you watching, some of you listening. Some of you have never asked him to come into your heart. Asking him for the first time. All you have to do is say, Lord, I've sinned against you. I repent, come into my life, be my Lord and Savior. Some of you have gone by the wayside. You need to rededicate yourself. You know, confess your sin and ask him to forgive you of your sins. And you know what? He's going to say, I forgive you. Now, press on and go and fulfill what I called you to do. Amen. So let's remember that. Let's remember that. And if you have sickness in your body, all you have to do is do what I do. I confess the word of God. By Jesus' stripes, I'm healed. My body's not feeling well. Well, you know what? By his stripes, I'm healed. So I'm not receiving sickness because he didn't put sickness on me. There's no sickness in him for him to give me. He put it on Jesus at the cross. So I'm going to stand with what the Word of God says. By his stripes, I'm healed. So body line up with the Word of God. No malfunctions in this body. I receive my healing now in Jesus' name. So praise God. Thank you. And if you're giving, just go to our website. Those of you watching, listening, would like to give your tithes and offerings, all you do is go to our website. It says NBCBigBen.com. Press that donate button. If you're mailing it, NBC P.O. Box 252, Marfa, Texas, 79843. And for Cash App, go to New Beginnings Church at a Big Ben. Amen. God loves you, and we love you, and thank you. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Stretch your hands. Father,